Amora.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hey,
you already know.
Network Monday.
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 Welcome to another wonderful episode of Grind Network on Bang Out Radio. But I know y'all probably thinking like, damn, it's Tuesday. Man, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we didn't expand it till Tuesday. You know how we doing everything like that. Grind Network, new in your ear, you feel me? New to Tuesdays, but hey, we can get comfortable to it and all that. What's up with you, Jay? Nah, man, we can't be greedy, man. We just out here trying to get it, man. Shout out to all the Bang Out Radio hosts. We see y'all out there. Bang Out Radio's on the up and up, you feel me? We doing new things, doing better things, you know, so it's going to be a real good look, man. We got a real good show for y'all today and everything like that. Topic of the day, man. We touched on it a little bit yesterday. We was talking about a few different things, topics, you know what I'm saying, going around the game and all that. But we want to talk about, is there an age limit on rappers, you know what I'm saying, on rap in general? Or probably not even rap, just all, you know what I'm saying, entertainment, I guess, you know what I'm saying, entertainment, music, singers, you know, and all that goodness and all. But is there an age limit on being too old to rap, you feel me? Yeah. But with that saying, but like, what can you say? Like, the limit should be, you know what I'm saying? Cause some people get discovered, you know, old, you know, you feel me, kind of older in bracket, you know what I'm saying? Some of the greatest have been discovered older, you know what I'm saying? Like Jay-Z, Eminem, and such and such. And we're gonna touch on that a little bit later, but you know, but a lot of our, you know, what you think the age should be? Jay, you there? Yeah, because we kind of talking about that too. Like with comedians, like they could still perform to a certain age, you know, like they can be like in their mid 40s and still be getting a lot of gigs and all that and whatnot. But like a rapper can't be in his mid 40s up there trying to get down and everything like that. You know, all tired, got arthritis and all that. You can't be getting on stage, you know. But, and that. But crazy, it's not crazy, but I do see a lot of old rappers, though, you know what I'm saying? They be like, you could tell they, like, past their 30s, you know, but they still in it, you know? Do we, like, you, like, try not to support that? Because if somebody hard in it, you can't tell them just to be like, hell nah, like, nah, nah, you too old, you know what I'm saying? Because you never want to discourage somebody, because anything can happen at any time, in this world, you feel me? Yeah, but you know, I don't know, cause that we don't want to sound like we discouraging people too. you too old to get out, man. No love, man. Yeah, that's crazy. What the hell just happened? Hold on. Oh, fucking A. Oh. Hey man, what you doing, man? What you doing, man?
Hey, you know that I got this time. I need the computer.
Yo, say, nigga, what up, my nigga? You know what time it is, nigga?
We smoke that good,
topic of the day, should there be an age limit on rap, or is there an age limit on rap already? I might not even know about it, you feel me? But you can call in 661-621-7559 or hit us up at Steady Grinded or James Payton on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Send us your responses, let us know what you're thinking and all that. If you know any old rappers or any, you're a young rapper, because too, I want to touch on young rappers too. Like, it's not just old rappers the age limit should be on. Is like a kid too young to be in the rap game? Because being in entertainment, you're exposed to a lot of things you wouldn't be exposed to just going to school and all that, you know, working a regular 9-to-5 paper route or whatever you want to say. Do people even still work paper routes? I don't even know. You got to have a car to do that nowadays. I see them out there early in the morning throwing papers all over the place, just throwing them. But should there be an age limit for that? Like, we shouldn't let, just like other things, like to even go into the army, you know what I'm saying? You got to be 18 years old. And like going into like a contract, like when you enter a record deal, you're entering a deal as an adult. So, you know what I'm saying? Should there be limitations on that and whatnot? So call in, let us know your opinion on that. You know, if you don't know the number by now, 661-621-7559, hit us up. Let us know what you're thinking and all that. And, you know, just keep it locked right here on Grind Network on bangoutradio.com.
blocker, blah.
What they do?
You three, know you smell something. Told you I was coming.
Yeah.
Had the balls on the grind, you smell it all the time. Pitch you while I'm gritting, hella vicious when I shine. My whole team is with it. Smash about the business. Anyway, that's a minute. Hold it, you can get it. Hustle harder than most of. Get it like I'm supposed to. Motivation out of this world, I'm like a monster. Gorilla than me, acting heavy in the street. Get smelly in the heat, no detention when I sleep. Leave a message in the street. Messing up my seat, I want more. Come and see what I can add. I can't even feel it like you're walking in the candy shop.
It don't stop.
And watch how I rock to the top.
Keep it hot. Every time I step on a block, it don't stop. Three fingers rise from top. I keep it locked. You know it's alive. I'm coming through because I'm still. Go make it do what it do. Keep it hot. Every time I step on a block, it don't stop. Three fingers rise from top. Keep it locked. You know it's alive. I'm coming through and I'm still. Go make it do what it do.
A little pain, little swing. Get your eyes and you was able to do my thing. I come to make it pain. I what you need to. Roll up, smell it like this. That's what they do. Nasty with it at all times. So you had to get used to. Three fingers. Keep it moving, green flag on the side, flipping more, getting more paper, here's a grind, cutting to the most, constantly shining, my paper stack high, only 33 times, I'm flying the skyscraper, eliminating all haters, and what you take, organization to make a paper, so stop hating, chill like, be patient, taste it a couple times, but don't make a rotation, the mama's is rotating, like she wanna, taste the meat, muscle head, or the muscle, low key like the sun, rise up on her, and I showed her how to dip it, look hotter than the sun,
keep it high. Every time I step on the block, it don't stop. Three fingers rise to the top. Keep it locked, you know it's a lot. I'm coming through and I'm still. Go make it do what it do. Keep it hot. Every time I step on the block, it don't stop. Three fingers rise to the top. Keep it locked, you know it's a lot. I'm coming through and I'm still. Go make it do what it do.
Hit the spot fresh and clean, we stuntin' mud. Crack rocks on the tracks like jock straps. Dudes hate recognize that we got that. I blaze it up, smoke your head on the contact. My eyes lower than the mischief, get lower when you hear it. Pick your bell, drop it down. The mama's with the business. Looking at your hustle like she wants me to get it. Crease up behind, cause I threw with the business. Whisper in the ear.
Tell me what you do.
This gorilla the least. Hide a fool with it. If they ain't ready for it, the mama don't fool with it. Had your face nice and full like food all in it. Loud, I guess with it. So mean with it. Quake some moss on the head. It's the time I did it. The mama's really tried, but she couldn't hang with it. Quake some moss on the head. It's the time I did it.
Keep it hot. Every time I step on the block, it don't stop. Three fingers rise to the top. Keep it locked. You know it's a lot. I'm coming through, cause I'm still. Go make it do what it do. Keep it hot. Every time I step on the block, it don't stop. Three fingers rise to the top. Keep it locked. You know it's a lot. I'm coming through, and I'm still. Go make it do what it do.
Give me for my sinning. I just hope the God that'll find me forgiven. every day. Tell me how to live, even told me the way to pray. And if I don't get right, I guess that's when I stray. The devil stay attacking, steady playing games. At times I feel restless when things never change. And I'm steady confessing every time I'm on the case. Cause sex is a weapon I use and never use protection. Till I got hit with the scissors like a man with a cane. Hit the clinic with the pills, a shot for the pain. Got caught slipping like I done fell, all in the rain. Hope and pray to God, I'm just seeking some change. I'm tired of living worthy, I just hope you hear my pain. And I try to talk to God, every day I wake, I just hope that he listens. Praying for a blessing, forgive me for my sinning. I just hope to God that I'm finally forgiven. And I try to talk to God, every day I wake, I just hope that he's listening. Praying for a blessing, forgive me for my sinning. I just hope to God that I'm finally forgiven.
Never gonna bang out radio.com. That's the boy J Gangs. Talk to God, you know, another hot joint, you know what I'm saying? If you know any independent artists or your independent artists yourself, man, you can always feel free to send in music, man. Send music to grindnetwork@hotmail.com. Or you can send it out to Topaz and Shay bangoutradio@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? We can look take a look at the music, you know what I'm saying, submit it and everything like that. You know, we support all independent artists and whatnot, you know, but yeah. So if you just tuned in with us, topic of the day, is there an age limit on rap? We say that too because, you know what I'm saying, we see a lot of people in there trying to strive for their goals and all that, and we're trying to see, like, if there is an age limit on rap, like, who, like, is there too old, too young, you know? So hit us up, your opinion on that. Hit us up at 661-621-7559, or hit us up at Steady Grinder James Payton. Right now, keep it locked right here on some more hot independent artists right here on Grind Network on bangoutradio.com.
Won't get the best of me. war, Elko OG, sitting on voodoo, gotta stay strong-minded, weak niggas loose,
okay.
Old head told me, can't take money, then you use it, all you gon' ever do is come up with excuses, I'ma pay the cost to be the boss, if the price right, paint my whip all black, call that bitch midnight, give your chick hard, dick struggle with that steel pipe, gotta live life young before we hit that midlife, I rope around my city, rope with a tenant, I fly fuck the world and all the haters in it, you gotta take the bad with the good, that's just life. Coming where I'm from, what's so wrong, feel so high. My mama always told me, live life to the fullest. Always stay moving, cause I'm trying to dodge these bullets. I get on both knees and thank God for blessing me. It's a cold world,
yeah.
I'm here, best of me. I'm motherfuckers, it's a testament. Haters gonna be haters, but they won't get the best of me. I'm just a chef in the game, cooking up the best of me. It's a cold world, but it won't get the best of me. Won't get the best of me, won't get the best of me. Haters gonna be haters, but they won't get the best of me. Won't get the best of me, won't get the best of me. It's a cold world, but it won't get the best of me.
want me. Let you whisper and tell them what you want me.
That you want me.
For one night only. For one night only.
That's a homie.
That's a homie.
She was dancing, freaking on the phone.
Let you whisper and tell them what you want me.
That you want me.
For one night only. For one night only.
In the club, in the back.
Got my homegirl here, just throwing it back. Ooh, ooh. Never realized, shorty, that you could feel so good.
Whisper in my ear.
Telling me to come here.
That you want me too.
After here, girl, leave the club with you.
That's a homie.
That's a homie.
She was dancing, freaking all up on me.
Let you whisper and tell them that you want me.
That you want me.
One night only. For one night only.
That's a homie.
That's a homie.
She was dancing, freaking all up on me.
Let you whisper and tell them that you want me.
That you want me.
One night only. For one night only.
I'm on her. She's on me.
Got another bottle, so I'm getting tipsy. I'm like, girl, we've been friends. If it's real good, then you know it might end. She said, hold up, skipper. While whining on me just like a stripper. She said, on the real, my nigga. Better play this hand like a winner. That's a homie.
That's a homie.
She dancing, freaking all up on me.
Let
you whisper and tell them what you want.
That you want me.
One night only, for one night only.
That's a homie,
that's a homie.
She was dancing, freaking on the phone.
Let you whisper and tell them that you want me.
That you want me.
One night only, for one night only.
She needs a 10,
she's all in.
Boy, I know it's always on my
mind.
Shorty's in here,
yeah.
Tryna set it on.
Watch your boy in here, beating like a ball.
Gotta go up, gotta go down.
Thought
I was done, said no, I turned around. Feel the hand of the sun comes up. I guess one more girl ain't enough.
That's a homie,
that's a homie.
She dancing, freaking all up on me.
Let you whisper and tell them what you want.
That you want me.
One night only, for one night only.
That's a homie,
that's a homie.
She was dancing, freaking all up on me.
Let you whisper and tell them what you want.
That you want me.
One night only, for one night only.
That's a homie,
that's a homie.
She was dancing, freaking all up on me.
Let you whisper and tell them what you want.
That you want me.
For one night only, for one night only.
That's a homie,
that's a homie.
She was dancing, freaking all up on me.
Let you whisper and tell them what you want.
That you want me.
For one night only.
Hey, welcome back to Grind Network on Bang Out Radio. You know what I'm saying? Boy Supreme and everything like that. That was the boy Guy with One Night Only. Topic of the day. Is there an age limit on rap? And what is the age limit should be? You know what I'm saying? Is you too young? You too old? What should it be? You know? Because, I mean, some people say that, you know, it should be and all that. But, like, some other opinions are what, like, like, if they're too, they shouldn't stop following their dreams, excuse me. Yeah, they shouldn't stop following their dreams and all that. Because there's a lot of old rappers that, like, great rappers that got discovered old, you know. Well, I guess in old and rap years, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Jay-Z, Lil Eminem, and them is considered the best. And imagine if they would have gave up and just been like, man, I don't want to rap no more because ain't nobody trying to mess with me and all that. You know, we wouldn't be having great music we had today and whatnot, you feel me? But, you know, but I feel like once you come to a certain age where your heart ain't in it, your passion ain't in it, old or not, you know what I'm saying? Because it could be young. I see young rappers that lose the passion for rapping, just be rapping like they old, you feel me? Got the same generic flow than what they had, you know, ain't trying to switch it up, ain't trying to do nothing, just lazy rapping, you feel me? But, you know, it's just whatever. I feel if you are in it and you do, and if you're tight, you know what I'm saying, and you go along with the, go along with the times, you just keep doing what you're doing, you know. But if you just trying to do it because it's a fad, you think that's high, you think that's what's cool and whatnot to do that and whatnot, nah, you know, you should just give it up. Your heart got to be in it, you feel me, to do anything you want to do in life. If you just ain't in it, you ain't going to do it to the max potential and whatnot. But, you know, on that note, we're going to, you know, get into some more hot independent artists, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what we do at Bang Out Radio. We support independent artists, you know, we do it for y'all, because, you know what I'm saying, we love y'all and y'all love us. So y'all keep it locked here, right here on Grind Network on Bang Out Radio.
With your girlfriend beside me,
brainwash news.
I got a father over PIMP. Even your role model wanna be me. After the club, you know where to find me. Right in your bed where your girl broke me. They hope they put it up on Joe for me. While I'm laid back smoking them leaves, I'll be in the hood after I leave. Just in case you wanna bring that thief, I'll be posted on the block with a knife.
Just watch the light, get comfortable, relax your mind. 'Cause hesitating, waiting for what I need to just knock it off. I really can't control myself when you were next to me. It's like the fight from 12 things burning, but patiently. Our eyes cross and I get stuck in different time zones. The world is fading around me, but I don't think we should move on. My emotions are running and I know this is what we both want.
My emotions are running high.
Let's go!
Hey, welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. That's the boy, Hot Dollar Boys. Aya. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's my shit right there.
Oh, yeah, man, that go hard, man. We back in full effect and everything. We I'm glad the listeners that's on this is bearing with us and whatnot. We love y'all out there. Y'all representing. Shout out to over there in the 323 and whatnot. But, yeah, we back in full effect. We had a little technical difficulties, them invisible haters, but we are in... We are back, you know what I'm saying? We back like we left some, you know what I'm saying? Where my keys at, you feel me? Yeah, you know, so it is what it is, man. But yeah, we was talking about rappers and whatnot. Is there should be an age limit on rappers or people that's just doing things that people don't find as real jobs? Because you know it's like always them haters out there just be like, oh, just go and get a job and everything like that. You know, we're like, damn, yeah. I am. I'm working right now. Just because you want to work at Burger King and all that and the rest of your life. Yeah, you know?
Some people just aren't into other things. Some people, you know, some people just
want to
do the
things. Yeah, real talk. You know, because, you know, like you say, not most of everybody is built for a 9-to-5. People just do that because they have to, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But if you have more than one way to get, you know what I'm saying, the means for your family, or some people that go into entertainment, they usually try not to have families, you know what I'm saying, not to be scandalous, and they try not to have families for, you know what I'm saying, they don't have to choose between the two. Because that's a hard choice, you know, because you're going to neglect one of the two, you know what I'm saying, with doing whatever you're going to do, whatever path you're going to choose, like the family man or the ambitious go-getter or, you know, whatever path, you know, because it is somebody's going to have to be sacrificed, you know. Yeah, that's the killer, you know what I'm saying? Everybody thinks they got good balancing and things like that, but it's the balance of the two, because they're both pretty much important, you know what I'm saying? Your family life and your career, you know. They love gotta be in cahoots for everything to go. Yeah, you know, so it is what it is. You feel me? It is, you know, it's a good look. Hold on, I think we got a caller right now. Call. Oh no. I don't know which one.
Yo.
Call us 9663. What's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. This Imp?
Yeah, this Imp. What's up with you?
Hey, what's up with you, man?
You know I had to call in on this topic. Yeah, I had to call in. I got a lot of things to say. I don't know if you got enough time, but you want to hear my obviously you want to hear my thoughts on it, right?
Yeah, we could, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, I took a couple of notes. So
yeah.
The first thing is, in my opinion, I think there shouldn't be an age limit on rap if you're talented and if you can remain relevant. Now,
yeah.
I got some people I know. I've been in the game for a long time, since the 70s.
Yeah.
So, you know, so anybody who listening on some real shit since 79 is when I got in the game. When I started rapping, I ain't getting the business then, but that's when I started rapping. So it was a whole different reason for me getting into it as opposed to as it is now.
Yeah.
So now, my thing is now, up to today's date, rap is just so competitive that, you know, we diss each other and we talk shit. So anyway, that's the main thing for that is a lot of people with that age thing is basically because it's a way to target somebody. Oh, you're old. You know, so when you battle somebody, you say whatever you're going to say. So now that just turned into a trend. And even like you said with Jay-Z and Eminem, and there's a whole lot of rappers. It really changed because when I got in the game, when I was 21, they told me I was too old to rap. Now, this is way back in the day. So now look where we at now. So
yeah.
I've been in for a long time. But when I was 21, people told me, oh, that's for teenagers. You know, that's you too old to do that. So now it's like you're getting by if you're 40. Now,
so was like the major labels or the labels of that time?
Yeah,
were they
it was labels. Yeah, it was labels and it was general public opinion, and that was the labels, that rap was for teenagers. You know, and if you would, so I was 21. It was like, you're too old. But my passion is still here. And you made some good points. If you lose your passion, or you know, your shit just ain't heartfelt, or just like, oh, you just doing anything, then yeah, maybe you should bow down. You know, but I ain't gonna tell nobody to get out of it. But I do hear some people that's old school, not him. I'd be like, well, that really ain't relevant, man. That's fat. I don't tell them that because I don't try to knock nobody hustle or nothing like that. You know, but you know, I try to, if I do tell them something, it's in a positive, constructive way.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is, you know, like I said, my goal is to reach the people who say, I used to listen to rap back in the days. Because there's another thing. When you ask, are you too old, you got to ask, what are you looking for? Do you want to party? Do you want to dance? You want some teen bop music? Or have we got, as a rap fan, as a rap genre, as a rap industry, have we got to the point where we don't want no messages? Because who's going to be able to give you the best advice? More than likely, it's the wisest person. And generally, wisdom comes with age. So why would you want to shut up and put a mute button or hush the wise people of the community? Only reason to do that is if you don't want nobody to get no messages out. Now, who would want us to do that? Who would want us, let's just say, you know, the poor and the struggling community, who wouldn't want us to have information and knowledge and messages? So now you got to ask yourself, who's behind
that? The power
of
that people. The powers that
there
be.
You go.
You know
there you
saying?
Go. So,
the people
so
that run those major levels. Yeah.
Yeah, don't fall for the okie doke and tell an old wise man to shut up. You know, you can't do nothing like that, you know.
Yeah.
Now, the last point which you made is I'm a victim of that when you said as far as making that sacrifice between your career and your family. My passion has been so much in this. Now, you know, you've been to my crib and everything, and you've seen everything, but since then I went through a divorce and different things. But my kids are 20, Creep is 23, my daughter's in college, and I got another son. He's about to be 17. So, I mean, they not no babies no more. And during that time, I've done everything from clean urinals to build airplanes and been a computer technician. So I've done a lot of things, and I've juggled this career. And right now, I'll be honest with you, I'm closer to 50 than 40. And I'm working on my album. I think it's going to be my best album. It's called Suicide Note. I'm going to get this plug right quick. Suicide Note by AnyMeansMusic.com. I just did the video, My Confession. That's going to be on the air next week. So join by AnyMeansMusic.com, and you can tune into an old rapper. Now, let me let you give me some what you got to say, because I know I've been talking a lot.
No, you know what I'm saying? But I feel everything you're saying on that, how is that, you know what I'm saying? Juggling the family, like you said, you've been done everything from clean urinals to build airplanes. So you didn't have like a lot of lapses in your career, not say lapses, but you know, where you had to take a little break and everything. You couldn't go to full potential. You think that like kind of stunted your growth in your music?
Well, it stunted it because see in my position, in my case, it's like, you know, I'm not going to say this apply to everything, but in my particular case, it was a lot of things. You know, when you marry, all of the stuff that come along with the rap, the, you know, might be the groupies, might be the, you know, the jealousy, or might be this, might be the temptation. It's a whole lot of other things that affect it. But when you don't have that there, then you free to go. So what I would tell the young cats is, while you don't have so many strings attached, you better go hard, because when you get them, all of a sudden, you know, you got other things that you got to consider and you got to worry about. I mean, if you're that type of person, if you don't give a fuck, then, you know, then it don't really matter. Another thing, some years ago, what's the girl named Remy Ma? She's in jail, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so back, this was probably about, this was before she went to jail, maybe 5 years before she went to jail. She was saying, I heard on the radio, and I actually had made a song. I was going to kind of like shoot. It wasn't going to be a diss, but I was going to shoot a shot at her, because she was like, I think if you're 30, you need to give up rapping, because you're too old to rap. Now, what I'm wondering is, she's in jail now, right? Now, probably when she get out, I wonder if she's going to be 30. Now, if she's still going to rap. That's my question. Because, see, a lot of young people, sometimes you can say something, and you don't really have that wisdom, or you ain't been there, you ain't walked in them shoes, but then when you get to that point, you see it's a whole different thing, you know. So you know, that's just something to look out for, you know, with in her case. That's what I'm looking. I'm looking to see if she's going to rap, and if I ever get to address her, I'm going to say, okay, well, you're 30 now. I thought if you were 30, you shouldn't be rapping.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's a good point, too, because she didn't lost a good stunt of career. She didn't went in while she was, like, getting money, while she had buzz, while she was popping, you know what I'm saying, like that. And that's, like, messing up that, like, completely, like, destroyed her career doing that, whatever she did. And she's, like you said, she's going to be old. She's going to be considered an old rapper, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, the age of being, like, an old rapper is, like, at 27, 28 nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yep.
like you say, there's a lot of people that still got their passion, but they don't think they can do it just because, oh, their appearance, they seem to be older than this, or they're, like, sacrifice something, like, you know what I'm saying, they'll sacrifice their wisdom to seem younger, or, you feel me, because it's like a lot of, I noticed, like, in the hip-hop, even another thing, like, a lot of people lie about their age, you know, like, they'll be older, but they'll just say it, you know, like,
yeah,
what you think about, like, the compromise,
conform.
You know what I'm saying, like, the compromise about that, do you feel anything about that?
Well, with the compromise, it just depends on what you're trying to do. If you got the passion and it's in your heart, you're going to do it anyway. What Nas say? He say, because on Illmatic, he say, you know, this goes to the ones who are doing it even without a record deal. So you got them kind of people. I got a song I did in 99 called Why We Do This Shit, because we love this shit. So you got people who love it, and it's not – you got some people who do it, and they don't even care about the – they don't care about the money. They do it because they love it. You know,
yeah.
So people do things for passion. I was in the riots. And what was it, 92 or whatever, after the Rodney King thing? And some people was out there, they was destroying and burning shit because it was their passion. They felt what had happened was an injustice. They didn't want to steal the thing, so it was just that passion. So it's the same thing with this music. Some people, it's the passion. It's not even about the money. You know, you got underground artists. People may never hear them, or it's just a few of them, but they got tons and tons of records out. You know,
yeah,
and people ain't never heard them. But on a commercial level, it's just certain things. It's like in the movie business. You know, the industry has you try to conform to a certain thing. You got to look a certain way. You got to be built a certain way. You can't be too fat. You can't be too skinny. So they try to dictate what rap is. But rap came from the streets. Here's another issue. Rap came from a poor thing. And the stereotype right now, if you get on stage and looking poor, everybody laughs at you.
Yeah.
But that's where it came from. It came from poor people expressing themselves and telling about what's going on. But now everybody bling bling, jewelry, rims, cars, fine girls, bad videos and everything. So you get out here and you struggling, you step on the stage, motherfuckers gonna laugh at you. And that's sad, because that's where rap came from. It came from that. So a man should always be able to voice what he got to say. And the question is, how much are we actually listening to the lyrics now? That's the whole thing. Is it all about the music? Is it all? It's more about the swag. It's more about the music.
Not all,
fashion.
It's definitely not all about the music nowadays. You know, it's you got. It's like now you got to have a whole, like the whole package. You know what I'm saying? You got to have it look this way and everything like that. But I think that's slowly breaking down. You know, because it's a lot of more. You know what I'm saying? People that's coming up. That's not don't fit the typical hip hop mode and all that, like the little tight pants and everything like that, and you know what I'm saying, they breaking out of the mode, the so called hip hop mode right now. Hey, but stay on the line. I want you still on the line. We're gonna get to another caller right now.
All right, for sure. I'm gonna stay on the line. I'm on.
Yeah. So caller 4659, you on the grind? Hello.
Yo, this Imp still.
Call it 4-6. Oh, hold on, I don't know. Call it 4-6-5-9, you on the grind. 4-6-9-5. I don't think they even know they listening right now. Let me put them back on, man. But all right, let's get into some high independent artists. And we want to come back to you in a minute after this break. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to get some Imp on here in a minute. But y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com.
love is the hell realm, and I'll set demons on ya. Attracted to the way you walk, as well as your stare, your skin tone, your facial features, and the smell of your hair. I was kinda scared at first, yes, I'll admit it. Taking over with every breath I breathe, reality's a sad thing. I really don't wanna see you leave. Let me massage your back, kiss on your shoulders, and rub on your feet. Whatever happens, just know it's between you and me.
My emotions are running high, girl. I'm feeling you wild till the summertime.
Oh, look at me, look at me. Can't get enough for your body.
We can do just what you like. Get comfortable, relax your mind.
'Cause boy, I mean what I see you. Wrap your arms all over my body.
It's amazing. These mind games got me jetting off. I'm hesitating, waiting for it. I need to just knock it off. I really can't control myself when you were next to me. It's like the fight from 12 things burning, but patiently. Our eyes cross when I get stuck in different time zones. The world is fading around me, but I don't think we should move on. My emotions are running, and I know this is what we both want.
My emotions are running high. I tell you what, you
come to me. Can't get enough of your body.
of the cloth. My confession, I'm a sinner in the land of the lost. Am I hell bound? If I forgive him, Lord, have mercy on my soul. I'ma die by the sword. I went speaking to a man of the cloth. My confession, I'm a sinner in the land of the lost. Am I hell bound? If I forgive him, Lord, have mercy on my soul. I'ma die by the sword.
Well, I go to hell for taking that dough. Hell for slapping that hoe. Hell for killing that swindling ass nigga they told I told they owe. Well, I go to hell for cussing out mom. Hell for sticking up Tom. Hell for kicking up dirt. Many people got hurt when they dropped that bomb. Well, I go to hell for all them lies. Hell for all them pies. Hell for all the weed I blew the smoke up in the sky. Well, I go to hell for fornication. Hell for masturbation. Or hell for raising hell when punk ass niggas try my patience. Well, I go to hell for all this cussing. Hell for never trusting. In the Lord, Father, please, can we have discussion? Well, I go to hell for my own murder. Hell if I don't tell her. Truth to the Lord, cause he knows I'm a burglar. Well, I go to hell for worshiping idols. Hell for busting at rivals. Hell for picking up porno mags but never reading the Bible. Well, I go to hell for cheating at cards. Hell for beating the odds. The system's acting against me, Father, please ask God. I went speaking to a man of the cloth. My confession, I'm a sinner in the land of the lost. Am I hell bound? His reply, forgive him, Lord. Have mercy on my soul, I'ma die by the sword. I went speaking to a man of the cloth. My confession, I'm a sinner in the land of the lost. Am I hell bound? His reply, forgive him, Lord. Have mercy on my soul, I'ma die by the sword.
Well, I go to hell for not forgiving. Hell for trifle living. Hell for direct sales of hell, cause I ain't go to prison. Well, I go to hell for all my cruelty. Hell for all my jury. Hell for skewing a folk before they got the chance to shoot me. Well, I go to hell for throwing the first punch. Hell for throwing my school lunch. Hell for being envious or jealous of some street punk. Well, I go to hell for stealing clothing. Hell for sticking my nose in. That will take my business off of keeping my wrist frozen. Well, I go to hell for lying on axe. Hell for shooting crack. Hell for my quick tip for putting suckers on their back. Well, I go to hell for being so nasty. Hell for being so crafty. Hell for cussing the Lord for taking my mommy and my daddy. Well, I go to hell for wanting it all. Hell for wanting the ball. Hell for humping them hoes, dumping them foes, or putting in the halls. Well, I go to hell, Father, tell me. Hell, Father, tell me. To ask the Lord forgiveness for my sins, and so it shall be.
I went speaking to a man of the cloth. My confession, I'm a sinner in the land of the lost. Am I hell bound? If I forgive him, Lord. Have mercy on my soul, I'ma die by the sword. I went speaking to a man of the cloth. My confession, I'm a sinner in the land of the lost. Am I hell bound? If I forgive him, Lord. Have mercy on my soul, I'ma die by the sword.
Welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. That was my boy Imp with Confessions. Another hot joint, you know what I'm saying, from our hot independent artist. Imp, you still there on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
That's a hot joint. So if y'all trying to diss older rappers, that's one right there. He's still dropping some fire, you feel me? So, you know, so that's one proof, proof to the pudding, I guess, you feel me? And everything like that. We got some more callers on the line, too. JP, you still there? Yeah, we got you, bro. All right,
cool. Yeah, sorry about that, man.
Yeah. Man, I'm saying, though, them invisible haters. Hey, have you ever had them, just them invisible haters, man? Just ever seen, like, you doing something and just nitpicking and just going. Just trying to mess up everything, man. It's crazy, though, man. But, call it 3960. You on the grind?
What's up, Pring?
Hey, what's up with you, Reese?
How you doing?
I'm all right, man. Just trying not to be stressed out with all this difficulties. Yeah. Y'all don't know. Like I said yesterday, we on the new computer, not the new computer, but the computer that we're using now for the Grind Network, and it's a little technical difficulties and everything like that. But
put it in God's hands. Everything will go bad. Everything go good.
That's
you
all
know
we can
how I wanted to tell you.
What? What's that?
This should be like the whole family radio show because everybody, I call for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I call for you. I call for Amanda Baby G, for Erica Marie. Although, you know, I must say my little cousin Preem do put me on more than them because they just be talking and talking.
Man, you know I try to get to the people and everything like that.
I'm a female, but I'm not – the average female, I guess you could say that. No disrespect to any of the other ones out there.
Yeah. No, we disrespect. No females is crazy out there, man. You know,
okay, so what you think I am?
You a little crazy. You a little crazy when you want to be. I ain't going to lie. You know what I'm saying?
I was thinking, you know, every time I call, as soon as the, you know how when you call the songs that's playing and everything, the first song that I always hear is Unique, Erica Marie, and...
Virgil?
Yeah, I don't
Spinks.
Know if you had a nickname or not. Yeah, there you go.
Spinks,
name.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say that name.
Yeah.
I have a pronunciation problem, but I love you, Virgil.
I used to have a pronunciation. That's an easy name.
Shut up.
I guess y'all can't say, you know, I couldn't say spaghetti all the way till I turned like 13.
Spaghetti?
Yeah.
Watch,
say it, man.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up,
Green?
What's up,
Green? Hey, what's up with you? KK over there. I'm surprised you ain't getting threatened right now. You always getting Bart Simpson on air. You're choked out. Yeah,
no, she's been good. I've been keeping that leather belt around my neck, so she's been, you know, on her P's and Q's.
Man, that bring back memories. I don't even want to go down memory lane on that
no,
one.
We'll bring back memories with that damn
getting,
mask.
Oh, yeah, man. It's Halloween time, too.
I'm not going over there.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Adults can be so mean, man, you know, and they supposed to protect the kids, and they always trying to scare them.
You know what? They do that for a reason, and I'm figuring that out. They do it so that way when we get older and we have kids, we can be mean to them.
Oh, yeah, man, because, you know, I ain't going to lie. Every parent had done, like, some somewhat meanness to their kid, like tricked them or did some, like,
no,
every parent
what
did this.
What I'm trying to say is every parent has done at least one of the things that they have done to us. We have done at least one of the things to our kids that our parents have done to us.
Oh,
so I do it to other kids,
because
I like scaring my little cousins. It's fun.
Yeah, I second that. Reese, you know the question of the day?
What is it?
Is there an age limit on rap? Like, it could be too. Is there being too old or being too young? You know.
Well, in my opinion, I would say no. But it depends. You know, there's people out there that get older and advance in their knowledge and, you know, take in what they're learning and rap about that and everything. And there's people out there that just stay at one level, which is they're dumbfounded and they can't.
Yeah.
You know, I'm she's pulling on my legs, so I'm losing my train of thought. And then my thing is, if you get older and your voice somewhat stay the same, or you can hear the maturity in your voice when you're speaking about what you're speaking about, then that shouldn't be a problem. But if you get older and you still have that little kid voice and you're talking nonsense, then it should be like an Apollo, like Showtime at the Apollo. Like, we'll
get,
you know,
get booed off. Hook them off stage. I feel that.
A lot of people sitting here saying that they're talking about life experiences and stuff, which I know bullshit. A lot of people aren't. They're just speaking about other people's life experiences. I feel you don't feel it unless you felt it yourself.
Yeah, I feel that. So no Rick Ross in the game. Don't just take somebody else's whole story then put it on it. That's the CB4
rapping. I don't know, because Rick Ross did his damn thing.
Yeah, the CB4 rapping, you know what I'm saying? MC. You know, straight out of Low Cash. You know what I'm saying? But that's crazy, though, you know.
I can tell you. I mean, from I-Rock and you and Tiptoe and all of them, I know y'all experienced everything that y'all be writing about, because there's a few songs that I listen to that I'll be rolling with and banging, and people be like, who is that? Don't worry about it. If you want it, I'll get it for you, but you got to pay for it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You don't get no free 99 copies. You got to be part of it. You gotta know somebody that knows somebody to get the
free.
Don't
even go there, because my family still charges me for their CDs. Unique.
Man. Yeah. Like, man, can't even get an autograph one, you know?
Oh, no, I got the autograph ones already. I got them when they was barely starting. I got I-Rocks, I got Uniques. I got yours on the paper over here. I think it's on one of your, your QR7 papers, but, you know.
Yeah, one of them signature papers. Them important white papers.
I got it when he was using his government name, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But don't keep that on the wraps and all that. You feel me?
Exactly. Here I come. So.
Yeah, I feel like if you could keep up with the times and you still got the passion and everything, I don't see no reason why to stop. You know what I'm saying? Especially if your heart still if you feel like you still like 22 in the game and you still like spin like that too. You know?
If you got it, you got it. If you don't, you don't. I mean, the people will show you if you got it or not.
Yeah, real talk. You know, nah, because some people don't realize good music, you know what I'm saying? They let that slip on underneath them and everything like that. Because a lot of rappers have been washed up by just, like, people not being attracted to them and everything like that. They not the status quo.
That's true, but, you know, it's also how you come out. It's just,
yeah.
Your first approach, your first appearance. It's the old school saying, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
First impressions count, all that stuff. So if you come out with a hard, heavy hitter the first time, which that means you took your time, you took your ambition, your will, your thoughts, your love, all that stuff, even the hate that you got for people or whatever the subject may be, and put it into your music, it's going to be a banger. And people going to sit here and feel you from just, I mean, me, it's the beat that catches me first. So I got to hear the beat first. And then I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Then I start listening to the words. And I'm like, oh, shit, this the business. And I'm just sitting there going, you got to hear this. You got to hear this.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's the beat has to catch because everybody, for songs that I've been realizing, it's the beat that starts first and then the words.
Yeah.
The beat has to catch your ear. And a lot of people are going for these fake-ass Sony beats like it's the business, and they're getting depressed. And they, like...
But the crazy thing is, a lot of weak artists do be having a lot of hard beats, though. You know what I'm saying? They'll go buy some top-notch beats, but then what they do to the beats is just be like, wow, that's all the best thing to come up with right now at this point in time in your life? You know, so you just be like, damn.
My question is, okay, do you think if Ray Charles wasn't blind, his music would still be as good?
I don't know, because he was blind young, so that was a whole... life experience, you know what I'm saying?
His blindness that got him to have the love for the music and stuff, right? He could feel it, right?
Yeah, he could feel it, but I think he liked the music. He was passionate about the music already, but then when he lost his sight, he more just like, I ain't gonna let this be like me not learning how to play.
Because all your other senses, growth were stronger powers. The power of love to me is a sense too, because you call me senseless. I don't know what love is. The power of love is a sense too, and you know, you lose one side, you gain the most out of the rest. And he couldn't see, so he felt the vibrations from the music. He understood what it was like to be off note because he got the wrong pitch, the wrong tone, or whatever under his skin. It's like you know, when you get that cold breeze and you get them hairs standing up on the back of your neck.
It's kind of like that. Getting kind of cold out here right now, too. I see this wind. I'm looking outside the window. This wind is whipping right now.
I got my heater on. Hey, yo, your Pendleton is over here.
My what?
You know, the old school gangster jackets with the stripes is blue, white, and gray.
Oh, why you didn't say that? My Bato Loco jacket. You know what I'm saying? That keeps you warm. That's my, you know what I'm saying? Well, everything.
I use the glorious word. It's a Pendleton.
I don't know the proper... Yeah, I don't know the proper name for it.
That's like grandma calling squirts, which is the skirt and the shorts. The skirt and the shorts. What's she calling? Knickerbockers.
I see. I don't know none of that old terminology. I hate when somebody trying to tell you the proper word for something. You're like, man, I've been calling this since I was younger, man. I can't.
If we call it squirts, it's a freak.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's craziness, man.
It's good to be... multilingual. I'm gonna say multilingual because there's good English, bad English, hood English, you know.
Yeah.
All that other
it's just nonsense. Boom Howard, we call that Boom Howard.
You know what? Heard
with
the wall.
Yeah, because I know a couple Boom Howard. That's my show. It got, you know, saying it's a white person show, but you know, saying it got some black features on it because everybody got a Boom Howard in their neighborhood. Mother just can't
talk. Or in their family.
He just owns, you know what I'm saying? And want to tell you everything in the world. Just like, come on, bro. Couldn't translate that to somebody else that know your terminology and they could understand it?
They sitting there looking like, what the hell did he just say? Move! You really didn't understand that?
He looking at us mad, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're supposed to get it.
It ain't our fault you don't understand English.
Yeah, like the joke's on us, you feel me? Yeah, crazy thing. People's wild out here nowadays, man. But Reese, appreciate you calling in, showing love to us and whatnot. We got some callers jumping in. You trying to show love now. You know what I'm saying? Love to say what's wrong with you. Listening earlier, we had mad technical difficulties. I said we got some callers now. I'm glad they wasn't calling in like tough when they was our technical difficulties. because I was dropping. Some people was calling in, but I was getting dropped and everything. But I'm glad y'all us and all that, man.
They got something to say to me. Go ahead, text me. Let me know what it said, and I'll call you back next Monday and respond to it.
You crazy, man.
So,
we don't have to get you a show.
I'll get a check for it. I get to pass.
Man, I feel that, too. I wish I was getting checked. But that's a different story. You know what I'm saying?
No comment.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. My shout out to everybody, all the Hitman Entertainment Supreme team, my family, my Kiana right here, Semiato, Amanda Baby G, Erica Marie, Virgil, well, Stink, I-Rock, J-Money, everybody, you know, straight love. Love you guys. We need to kick it real soon because I'm getting bored.
I'm going to stop by over there, man. I need to come over there kicking with my big cousin.
You and your Alma, nigga. The only reason I hear Alma or I'm on my way is when I say I got a bottle and here go $10 for it. Mm-hmm. You okay?
You crazy. But say more often then, no, son. All right, cousin. I love you.
I love you, too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. What? Yeah. The big cousin Reese on there. Hey, Em, you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here. I got a couple more things I wanted to say.
Oh yeah, I thought you was gonna go in there. I thought you when Reese was on and whatnot. Yeah, go ahead, go on.
Yeah, my other thing is, you know, in regards to you, are you too old to rap? So that's what the subject is, you know. So
too old or too young? You feel me? You know?
Yeah. Okay. Well, my thing is, what do the public say? You can't, you know. One thing you gotta learn as an artist is it's good to be accepted by your peers and acknowledged by your peers, but at the same time, your peers is your competition. So if you're gonna let them dictate whether you feel if you lose your confidence or not, don't build your confidence on what your peers say, because your peers is your competition and everything. It's cool if they dig it, but if they not digging, that ain't it. So what you want to do is you want to find out what the public say. Take your music to the streets. You know what I'm saying? See, now if the general public, I'm talking about, they not a producer, they not a rapper, they just a fan of hip-hop music, if they feeling that shit, then you good. If they not feeling it and you constantly getting that, I'm not telling you to quit, but that might be a sign that, hey, man, you know, you might not be as hot as you thought you was, because ain't nobody really feeling your music. But if rappers ain't feeling it, don't trip on that. Take it to the public. See what they say.
Yeah.
You know? My other thing is, you know, if you 30, 40, or late 20s or whatever, if you running around here trying to act like you 15 or 16 years old, you know what I'm saying? Then yeah, that might be an issue, because you kind of got your little mixed messages going or something. You just ain't, you ain't really trying to be you. You ain't keeping it sincere, and you're not keeping it true to yourself. So you got to be true to yourself, I think, too. And I think your cousin was saying that, the lady just got off the phone was kind of saying, you know, people could tell if it ain't real, you know. So you got to make some real music. My last thing is, I got a show coming up, you know, my album release, October 27th, exclusively at byenemiesmusic.com. I want to shoot you 10 free tickets. I'm having my record release party at the Key Club Saturday, October 29th. We're going to have Creepy Fingers. That's my son. We're going to have Dominique Sounds. This kid is bad. Anybody who's listening, log on to YouTube, Dominique Sounds, S-O-U-N-D-Z, Dominique Sounds, and we're going to have a comedian, Hurricane, and maybe Supreme, maybe you can give me somebody from the AV to come on and get out on the show. But anyone will shoot you 10 free tickets, so, you know, you can start deciding how you're going to get them out to people or whatever.
Maybe we could think of like a little contest or something like that.
It's all good. If you want to do it, you know, I got to get them up there to you, but you good for 10 tickets. If you want to start doing it, if you just get their names or whatever, they all good. It's 18 and up. You know what I'm saying? If they under 18, they just got to buy a little soda or something when they come into place, but they got the ticket to get in there. So I'll give you 10 of them, because the AV is a nice trip. Maybe the people can carpool down there together or rent a van, and it'd be all good. I really like this topic, man, you know?
Yeah, most definitely. I wanted to touch, too, like, on that people, like, the perpetrator people, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel that is a thing, like, a lot of older rappers do, too, you know what I'm saying? They'll act not their age, you feel me? They're, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
No, you're supposed to be at a certain age, but like you said, you're supposed to have wisdom and everything of this, but they'll still be acting like they was, like they don't have no sense, or, you know what I'm saying, or like they're younger, like they could hate when they was like 19 or something like that, you know, just going around just doing things not of their character, you feel me? What do you think on that?
Well, that's a twofold type situation. But some of them might just be ignorant. You know, you got some people that just don't grow up. Well, I go back to Nas again, My Second Childhood or something like that. You know, some cats, they just don't grow out of that. I've seen some guys get older and got dumber. You know, they actually got to the point where they got at a certain age, and then they starting to gang bang. And I'm like, nigga, you 35. What you trying to do that for now? You know what I'm saying? So some people, it's different strokes for different folks. So we can't really stereotype any of them. Some of them might be doing it just because they think it's a good business thing, and that's the ones who I'm on. If you think it's a good business, well, I can't even say that because you got guys that's getting away with it. You know, so it's a business. So at the end of the day, it's a business. If they can feed their family and whatever, you know, I might have some issues with it, but hey, they feeding their family, and that's better than them going out here doing some foul shit. You know, but personally, you know, I'd rather see you being sincere and hear some heartfelt stuff. You know, I got some friends of mine I was talking to. I said, y'all are good, and I like what you're doing and everything, and I like your image and everything, but I want to hear some heartfelt stuff. You know, some sincere shit, you know?
That's what I say. A lot of young people in the game, or not even like a lot of rap listeners, they don't ask for substance out of their music. Like, where rappers that used to have you know, they had to like preach to people, but they used to have some type of message in the music. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like some type of depth. And now like a lot of artists, they're just I'm rapping. You know what I'm saying? This is what I do. I pop bottles, get money, fuck bitches and shit like that. But they don't. But there's no message into it. You know what I'm saying? It's like you don't see the struggle they've been through to get where they at, to the point where you can throw money in the air, pop bottles and whatnot, smoke mountains of kush and everything like that. There's nobody like showing they struggle no more. You feel me? Everybody just want to be where they at. You know what I'm saying? I'm instantly a star. When they get in the game, they instantly stars and everything like that, not knowing where, how long it took, how hard they had to work, or you know what they had to do to get to the point where they at. You know?
That's the public too. That's the public. Yeah. The public set precedent for that on what they're buying. And most people, you know, it's hard times. It's bad. The economy screwed up. So people want to party. And I mean, it's really been that way for quite a few years as far as popular music, you know, pop music. And that's rap music. It's pop, you know. So, and that's what people been buying into. But it's always still been that message music or the stuff you're talking about where you hear people struggle and stuff. It just don't surface. It ain't surface. You got to go. It's underground. You got to look for that. You know, and it's funny because it sounds like an echo. My album, 1999, Evolution of a Man, I did a radio skit, and I'm saying the same thing I'm saying right now. You have to look for that stuff. It's out there, but how many people really is digging and saying, you know what, I'm hearing the same stuff on the radio 20 times over and over again. You go to a show, you see the same thing, you know, so people scared to think outside the box because they saying that's not going to sell. People pushing their albums back or scared to release their album because this music is not really selling right now. So I think it's going back to where it came from. You know, Marshall is going to do it. It's going to do it because they got passion and they got love because the money might not be there. So you take the money out the scenario, and how many people are going to still do this?
Yeah, real talk. You know? A lot of people is in it for the money. I feel like money hasn't, music, like selling, you know, actual CD hasn't been selling for like a long time. And I feel like the smart rappers, like if they really about their money, they're going to find ways to make money off their music. You got to have some passion in it, especially at this point in time in the game, because not a lot of people is making money from music, you know, like how they used to. If you sell like 3 albums, you'll be set. Now you sell, 3 million. You used to be, that was considered a success. That was like considered like not a success as it is now, because people are fighting to go platinum nowadays. You know what I'm saying? That's how bad people are not going, like people are not going out buying the music how they used to. With like the, like we spoke on this yesterday. Internet has changed the game forever. You know what I'm saying? With the downloading the music, the instant ability of just talking to your rapper, that person. They's like so into your face now. You feel me? Like that you could just Twitter them or say something about Twitter or say a YouTube video, and you could actually they just might respond. You feel me? Like internet has changed that like forever, and the way you sell music and I guess the way you make it too, you know, and your thought process and everything about it, you know.
Well, the way you make it, that put another million or so rappers in the game, so that made a lot of people, you know, who you know, because of the accessibility, it's so easy to make beats, it's so easy to make a record now. So that's what got a lot of people in the game, and some of them people might not, I might not think they talented, or the next man might not think they talented. But if the public buy it, hey, that's what the public is buying. So you can't like with Soulja Boy when what was his name? Ice-T kind of got on Soulja Boy. I thought he was a little hard on him. You know, he's a little youngster, whatever. You know, he wasn't, what, 15, 16 years old, and he making a Superman song. That's that kid, you know, because I would have got aggressive about that. That's my son, and you talk about him. He's a kid. Now, if somebody is of a lot older, you know, and that's all they're doing, if that's a joint or two on their record, on their album, that's cool. Okay, what else you got? You got some stuff with Substance? Cool. I didn't ever heard all the Soulja Boy album, but I thought he was kind of hard on the kid. You know, because he was a youngster, but you know, and he was coming into the game, and that's, they want to party and have fun. You know, some people use that. Now I'm gonna tell you, back again, it's a two-way fold. Some old people, you know, some people just don't grow. Like they get on people with skinny jeans and this and that. Hip hop evolved. Look at the back in the days, polka dot pants, funny looking haircuts. So I don't trip, and I think that's what helped me as an older artist. Is I know things change. You know, I know times change, fashion change. So I don't trip on. I might not necessarily go with all of that. You know, you ain't gonna never see me in no skinny jeans. So I don't go with all of that. But at the same time, I understand that that's just the game evolving, and that's young people. They're most likely. But as some people get older, they get set in their ways. And if you get too set in your ways, then you might not can't make it as an older rapper in the game, because you do have to stay relevant, and you have to, you know, kind of change the thing up a little bit here and there, whether it's your flow, your fashion statement, your subject matter, you know what I'm saying? You do have to stay relevant. You got to stay where, you know, you're not sounding like I'm rapping from 1979, and if you is rapping from 79, you better do something else to make some other things you're doing to make it relevant, you know. Because people tell me they hear, you know, when I rap, oh, you got that old school timbre. That's cool, you know. Some people say that. Then some people hear me, who is that? And then they don't believe it. That's you? You sound, why you sound so young or whatever? And I'm not trying to sound young, but, I mean, honestly, I just try to take care of myself. I don't get caught up in the partying every night, smoking weed every night, drinking every night. So physically, I do try to take care of myself, and I want to do even better. You know, so when y'all see me at the show on October 29th at the Key Club, then I'll be looking good for y'all.
Well-winded, huh?
I won, you know, here's another thing. I won the Golden Gloves on a dare back in when I was 35. I won the Golden Gloves and the boxing champ. I won Inglewood Championship. I won Compton Championship when I was 35, in my 30s. And that was just based on a dare, somebody telling me what I can't do. So that's just in me. I'm like that. I don't. I mean, you could tell me that because you got the right to tell me that. But I'm like, who are you to tell me what I can't do? I went to the barbershop one day. You 30-something years old. You can't grow no afro. And I'm like, okay. You know, so people try to tell you, but as an individual, we all different. Some of us can maintain. Some of us may not. You know, so it's up to you to go give it a shot. But be realistic about it, and I think there's still. Let me read something to you right quick, just real quick.
Yeah.
I'm gonna read something to you off my website. This is what I got. I got this email like about 2 days ago. What a guy told me, and my whole thing is to reach the demographics. Like I say, the people who say, oh, I used to listen to rap, but for whatever reason they stopped listening to rap. But let me read you something right quick. This is what a guy sent me, and I put it on my website, BonnieMeansMusic.com. But he says, where is it at? I want to find a specific one. I want to let you see. Hold on, let me find it real quick.
Hey,
one second, Frame. But I mean, you can ask me another question if you want. But I'm just gonna find this email.
Yeah. I'm about to go to a song right quick. Stay on the line. I'm gonna get right back to you.
Okay, for sure. Thanks.
On my way from Mississippi, got two country bitches with me, not a bunch of niggas with me. But when you see me pull up, you better run like Ricky. When gon' hang it out the window, let the 100 feet off with it. Say, I was for your chitlin'. Hope you think that's why I get you figures in some wasted. Maybe you can waste my time, but I'm crossing state line right now. Anything in the beam is divine right now. Nine motherfuckers probably say they fine right now. Only thing I got to say, nigga, define right now.
Network on bangoutradio.com. Hey, Imp, you still there? Yeah, welcome back to Grind Network on bangoutradio.com. We have a little technical difficulty, but we are good right now still. Yeah, we're still talking about is there should be a age limit in hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? We've been talking to my boy, and we've talked to a few people online and everything like that. We're getting mixed. You know what I'm saying? We're getting some good feedback, you know? Like we was touching on earlier, you know, like if you do still have a passion and you're still relevant, you're still doing your thing and everything like that, you should... You know what I'm saying? You should continue your dream. Feel it, you know? If you're feeling your dream to success and you think you can make it, by any means, go ahead and do your thing. But, we, you know what I'm saying? We more talk to the people, like, ain't really got the passion, just doing hip-hop because they think it's a fad and whatnot and things of that nature and whatnot. Just, you know, it's a real message behind hip-hop, you feel me? So... You know, I don't think we should have all the fakeness and the you know, just doing it just because you want to relive your youth and everything like that, you know. And another thing like that, a lot of people are getting on the, like, the older people for doing hip-hop. You know, I think, you know, say me personally, I think there should be, like, a sort of, like, age limit where kids should be around hip-hop, you feel me? Because being in the business is, like, that's a dog game, you feel me? And I don't think... Like a kid, like he goes to that, they grow up fast and they don't have no childhood, you feel me? Look at even, Michael Jackson wasn't a rapper, but look at him, you know what I'm saying? He didn't have no childhood. And look where that got him, you feel me? I ain't saying nothing was wrong with him, but you know what I'm saying? Something might have been little, you know, he might have had a couple fries short, you feel me? But it's just the way how you look at it, you know, because if you think a person is too young or too old, you know, it's just... You can never really determine the fact, you feel me? I guess that person has to feel it for themselves, you know? And on that nature. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? A lot of good. If, speaking of artists and feeling things and everything like that, if you independent artists, send us some music at grindnetwork@hotmail.com. Or you can, you know what I'm saying, hit us up on Facebook. If you got a Facebook, hit us up at Steady Grinding or James Payton and whatnot. You know, just hit us up, you know what I'm saying? You know anybody that's doing, pass it along. If you're just listening in and whatnot, shout out to the people out there tuning in. I see y'all out there. We got L.A. out there, you know what I'm saying? Texas, San Diego and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of listeners in there, you feel me? We got a whole bunch of independent artists. You dig?
make you swear, make you say you're religious. Give me that kiss like I made a decision. Hope you got a strong couple of times with that lady. It's dizzy, you know I get dizzy. So many moves, I'ma make you dizzy. I'ma really, really make you chilly. Don't worry about the clothes, you won't get chilly. Once I'm in, you gon' feel me. We getting it in, so we feel weary. And I can't help it if the neighbors hear me. Hold on, did I say it?
man. What you doing, man? What you doing, man?
Hey, you know, I got
this time. I need the computer right now, man.
What's up?
Yeah, it's about to be 6 o'clock, man. Ryan Network about to be on, man.
What?
Ryan Network on bangoutradio.com. You ain't heard about it?
What's up?
Damn, son. You really tripping right
now. Yeah, I will get out of
here. Roll up something right quick, man. Roll up something nice, man. Write that drink out the fridge for your boy, man. We about to get
it.
Yeah, man. They play the hottest and independent artists, man. Hip hop, R&B, man. Whatever, man. They get in. Welcome back to Grind Network on bangoutradio.com. We're fucking technical difficulties is killing us right now, you know what I'm saying? But it's all good. We are going to make the best of the situation and everything like that, you know, but it's all good. Amp, we lost you for a minute. I'm not even looking at this right screen. But, Amp, we lost you, you know what I'm saying? But we still there. Topic of the day, is there an age limit on rap, you know what I'm saying? Like, we've been talking about the older MCs a lot on today's show, but we're going to talk about the younger MCs too, you know what I'm saying? Because we are, like I was saying last break, you know, there should be an age limit on both, you feel me, at both ends of the spectrum. If you want to call in and talk about the subject, 661-621-7559, just press 1 and I can see you in the queue, or hit us up at Steady Grinder J's Payton on Facebook, you feel me? So, but yeah. This is a good subject today, you know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of rappers and everything getting older in the game. There's a lot of old rappers still doing their thing. Like, we're speaking up on some of the old rappers that actually got discovered kind of older, too. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z, Eminem, and whatnot, just to name a few. And a lot of old rappers in the game that still even putting it down, probably harder, or if not hard, or harder than the young cats, you know, like Busta Rhymes, you know what I'm saying, Common, Nas, you know what I'm saying, then Dr. Dre, or those natures, you feel me? So, you know, it's a, you know, it's a give and take type of thing. We got a couple callers on the line, you feel me? Whichever one. 2441. You want to go? Hey, what's up?
What's happening? Mood Swank in the building.
Mood Swank, what's up with you? Hey, what's good with you, bro?
What's happening with it, Frank?
Hey, nothing, man. Long time no see, man. What's up? Long time no hear, man. What's good with you?
Man, just maintaining, staying sucker free in the land of lollipops. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, I definitely know what that mean, man. You know the invisible haters, they be out here everywhere. You feel me? Man.
Well, they ain't invisible. That's the third eye, so.
Oh, most definitely. You always got to keep that third eye open, you know what I'm saying? It's never sleepy on them. You got no crust in that one. You did, but what's up with you though, man? What's bubbling with you?
Man, just chilling, man. The homie told me he was gonna be on the radio. I was on a, I was listening to the big homie Hero, interview earlier when he was talking to you.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He's kicking knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Put it down for the older MCs. You feel me?
But I hear the topic today. You know, talking about is there an age limit on rap or on music? Period.
Yeah.
Ain't no age limit on this shit, man. You know what I mean? Music is what the world go around. Everybody need music. Everybody love music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just when everybody start getting paid from it, we start letting these suckers in our circle.
Yeah.
We start letting these suckers in the You know what I'm saying? We start letting thinking it's okay to do hip-hop.
Yeah. That internet, I'm telling you, then brought like M was saying, it brought a million new rappers, good or not, you feel me, into the game that probably would not have been in there if you know what I'm saying. Without technology,
they would not have been in there if it wasn't from the internet, because it's a lot of cats that got exposure, you know what I'm saying, because of the internet. I mean, you can never knock an individual hustle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Most definitely.
The hustle, you know, if you got the hustle, you know, and you think you tight. You know what I'm saying? Do what you do, because everybody do got a fan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, if you say you're a rapper, an MC or something, whatever, I'm sure there's a fan base for you, but everybody's not destined to be great. But
yeah, I definitely hear that.
You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop is, hip-hop is a true culture. It is our culture that allows people to express themselves. You know what I'm saying? But it's just when it went corporate, we let these, the man start putting a dollar tag on our creation, that's when we went wrong. When we stop, being a judge of our own music, when we start letting him judge our music, motherfucker, we've been doing this since day one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So all of a sudden, since you know that we can make money from it now, or since y'all can make money from us now, because your kids coming home dressing like us, sounding like us, you want to water us down.
Yeah, real talk. I want to touch on that a little bit, because we ain't got that much time. We got one more caller too. But on that note too, I always felt that like a little odd that. Older white people can tell somebody, like younger black people, what's hot, and their culture, and their thing, and whatnot. I never got that aspect of, like, the corporate game. Like, how you gonna let this person tell you what's hot, and you live it every day, you feel me?
Hey, but it's gonna always be that way until we take what's back ours. You know what I'm saying? We gotta start supporting each other, man. And if these niggas is whack, don't support it. Them whack niggas that we complaining about, the ones right here, that's on the radio, they gonna continue to play in that shit until we stop supporting it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So we
real
need to start supporting what we like. You know what I mean? So it's that Common MC that you like, it's that Mos Def you like. Well, that's what you need to be banging. That's what you need to support. That's what you need to spend your $20 on, not just bullshit.
But a lot of people are scared to tell what they like because they know that's not the popular choice. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But it can, like you say, if we support it, it would be the popular choice, you know?
Yeah, it would be the popular choice, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
but,
hey, but you need to start banging my shit, though. You know Mood Swing's still the best unsigned hype.
I got you. Send me some music. Grindnetwork@hotmail.com.
Go to my Reverb page, my boy. You know what I mean? I just put some more hot ones on there. You can, you know, pull them up from there, you know, because they all in MP3 form, man. Go on, you know.
I got your boy up
around this motherfucker. Man, about to take over.
Reverb.
Dante, a.k.a. Mood Swing.
All right.
Yeah, and follow me on Twitter, at Mood Swing on Twitter. Find me on Facebook. You can find me everywhere. I'm more in the streets than the internet, though, anyways. You know what I mean?
All day. Man. But Mood Swings, I appreciate you coming through, stopping by with your boy. You know what I'm saying? Any shout-outs before you go?
Bang Out Radio, baby. Self-X, Dark Star Villain. And to my homegirl, L.A. Drina from Star Mob. One love.
Most definitely, man. Good looking out, bro, man. You stay easy.
Already.
All right, caller 1136, you on the grind.
Hey, what's up, Fred? It's Richie Estrada.
Hey, what's up, Richie? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, bro. Got to give a shout-out to my homie James Payton, who was funny as hell Sunday at Pars, man. He's rolling.
That's what's up, man. Did you get on?
No, I got on and did my thing. He did his black joke thing. I did my Mexican joke thing. We made the white people laugh, and everybody was happy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, that's always a good thing, man. That's what it is, man. Yeah, James always be killing them, man, when he go out and everything like that. I'm telling you, man.
Nah, he's getting cool, man. He's getting cool. So I gotta give props to you. You rappers give props to your homies. So as comedians, we got to give props to our homies, too.
Yeah, most definitely. You got to give it to your comedian homies. Do y'all have, like, a comedian crew, y'all? Like a comedian rap crew type of thing?
Yeah, we're the ha-ha homies. That's what you can call us.
The ha-ha homies. Y'all might that seems like an easy diss, so y'all might want to think about that name just a little bit more, you feel me? You know, but...
We're a little bit of Bronze, a little bit of Crips.
I definitely feel that, man.
Yeah, you put red and blue together, you know what color that makes, right? Purple, so we're broke.
You're purple, just some... y'all crazy, man. But Richie, man, we appreciate you calling in, stopping by, man, showing love and whatnot, bro. Any more shout-outs?
Well, I mean, hopefully I have time. First of all, I got to give you props on the CB4 reference you said earlier, man. That was insane.
Man,
like, next time, I'm going to request you play Sweat Off My Balls.
Man, I wish I could find that song, too, man. That's a classic right there, man. That's my movie from, like, forever and forever, man. Chris Rock
was dead on
that movie. current hip-hop situations and everything like that, man. That's my movie. If y'all ain't ever seen that movie, CB4, it's a classic, man.
Yeah, it's Cell Block 4, man. That was a funny movie to make fun of. Yeah, the rise of ghetto rap. They poked fun at that.
Yeah, man, it's a real good
movie. Yeah, I wanted to real quick, while I have enough time, I wanted to touch on that subject. You know, is it too late for age? You know, it's funny, if you asked me that question in the 90s, I would have said yes, there is a limit.
Yeah.
Because in the 90s, that was gangsta, that was rap at its prime. That was real to me. That was, people got shot and killed and everything.
Yeah.
So if you ask me that question, if there was a limit, seriously, think of the only kids in the 90s that were rapping. Criss Cross, nobody else.
Yeah.
And even then, their music was cute. You know, they did the cute little backwards clothes thing and everything. But they're grown men now, and it's kind of pathetic. You know, hey, man, I used to sing Jump Jump. Remember that song? You know, like.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, it was definitely a violent time in hip-hop, of course. Two of the best rappers lost their lives because of that. Like, that changed the world, in my opinion. No, you got rappers now. I'm not hating on them because they're young kids. They're doing their thing. I can't diss that. But, you know, your last caller made a good point. The internet has done a lot, man. you know, everyone can like something, dislike something, it's pretty insane. But then you talk about, well, there should be no age limit at all. We shouldn't have an age limit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what, I agree with that. But then 2 years ago, I'm watching American Idol, and you got Mr., you know, the 60-year-old man, pants on the ground, pants on the ground, looking like a fool, you know.
Yeah.
And, that was funny, and that was entertaining. But for a fan of rap and hip-hop, man, because I love that music, I thought, okay, that was cute, but this guy can't be big. And he kind of poked fun at the joke, you know. That was kind of like a... It was a gesture, you know what I mean? Yeah, it was cute, it was funny. So I'd say, during that age limit, you're not definitely going to convince anybody. Nor nowadays are you going to really try to convince anybody that you're hard or real when you're young. Like, little Bala, look at him.
Hey, Richie, I don't mean to cut you off, but we got like 10 seconds left.
All right, cool, man. So thanks for having me on the show, man.
All right, man. Peace.